The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen. And today, let me get my backup recorder on. Yeah. We're going to talk about the energies coming in for June of 2023. So for the month of June, it's feeling really different than it did in May. May was May, April, March, all of those months, there was a lot. We were feeling a lot of strong energies. This month will feel like really two different things. Maybe like, I don't want to say two different months, but just two completely different energies, which is kind of interesting. The first part of the month will feel one way, and then when we get to the second half of the month, it may feel very, very different. But this is a time where some retrogrades are coming in, and we can just slow down a little bit and review where we are. So it's a bit of a breath of fresh air after all of the transformative energy we're feeling. Now, we're not done with transformative energy, of course not, but we are in a process of having a time to catch our breath. The angels have been very strong in reminding me to remind myself, and so I'll share it with you too. If it applies, please apply it. They're like, do not forget to have some fun. You need to slow down. You need to take a break. You need to just enjoy life. Life is here to be enjoyed as well. They keep reminding me of that because I can get into work. I mean, I just constantly am wanting to learn and constantly do stuff. So I'm now making sure that I'm incorporating a mixture more than I was. And I felt like, wow, okay, they're really serious about this. And why is that? I asked them. And they reminded me, which I have heard this answer before, they reminded me that joy is a higher frequency. 5D living, fifth dimension living, which is what Earth is in right now, which is why things just don't feel the same, or old ways just aren't near as comfortable. We're just not settling with things that we did in third dimension or 3D. And he says that's the easiest way to acclimate because the energy is there. We're in the great shift, so to speak, you know. And if you want to just incorporate and blend and have a smoother transitional time with it, you have to put that back into your life. And it's almost like that needs to be more of a priority. Not throw responsibilities out the window. It's not about that. But it's about balancing in that. Because, you know, different generations and just the different ways we were brought up, you know, you're expected, you're not being good unless you're working really hard or sacrificing, and you're not this, you're not that. And it just is a spin that just can be very discouraging. And you can feel like you're just never getting anywhere. But when you add the joy and the time for a little recreation, a little fun, just a break, whatever, you don't have to even spend any money. You just need to just take a break from all the things you keep trying to accomplish. And what's so funny about it is as I've been doing it, I find that I'm accomplishing more. So it's interesting how this dynamic works in this new frequency called fifth dimension or 5D. The energies, I noticed that if I don't feel settled, like something that used to not bother me before and it does now, that means it's something I need to shift or adjust or improve on or change. So if you're feeling these areas where I'm just not comfortable with that anymore, It's not really to put blame out somewhere. It's more to see what you can do to adjust. Maybe it's just something you need to let go of. We do have a full moon coming up for that. But it could be, it could just be that it's time for you to explore and find different things, where we have that Jupiter energy for a year that's really helping us out with that. So this one is about the month of June. So what do we have here? It's pretty cool. Right now, it's a bit of an up and down feeling. At the beginning of the month, it can feel good. It can feel, you know, you just feel kind of like, why do I feel like it's, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know which way it's going. Don't let that overload your mind. Remember, get out and get in that space in between when that happens. We'll be talking about that. So it's sometimes we just get into our head and we just keep redundantly going over the same things over and over again. And we just, wear ourselves out. All that's a lot of energy just spinning around in circles going nowhere. It'd be more productive to take it out of there and go to a blank space, take a break, do the rest. Things like that are super, super powerful, and things you can do to transition with that. So when we get to the end of the month, it'll shift again. You might feel more of this urge to connect with your heart center, listening to that wisdom again, and really feeling that connection roll in. So right now feels a little weird, but it's an opportunity to go, what is just not working anymore? We get this opportunity all the time, especially around full moons. So let's talk about that one. That's a Sagittarius full moon coming up on June 3rd. Here it is, June 1st. So in just a couple of days, that will bring a little bit of a lighter feeling. You know, you'll feel that, I just want to take a break. I want to have a little fun. I just want to relax. I want to do an R&R type of thing. Take the break and listen to that, because the angels are reminding us this is a good moon to lighten it up and let go of some of that old energy that makes you feel so bogged down. Take a break. It restores the soul like you've never. There's just no explaining that. It just does that. So we also have some planets in retrograde. So it's a good time to slow down and catch your breath. So the affirmation I wrote for this one is, I connect with my heart and listen to my inner wisdom. I will go with the flow and make time for joy. There it is, right there. I go with the flow and make time for joy. So that's really good. Whatever you enjoy doing. Could be simple stuff. Just try to find a spot in your life there somewhere to fit it in. Okay, you would be surprised when you start to reverse the priorities there, how more productive you'll be on those things you kept spinning and trying so hard to do. Like, I'll have some fun when I get all this done. It's more, let's have a little fun, then go back and you'll do that so much better. Because it clears out and lifts your frequency. Well, then you'll be resonating more higher and closer in that connection with 5D. You'll be in a space where you'll be able to pick up on your intuition that comes from within you. It just makes everything flow easier. So it makes sense. It's just a very different world with this frequency energy shift. If you're not feeling it, you will eventually. And I'm not worried about whether you do or don't. I'm here to just share things that can make this a very pleasant transition for you. So this is all what metaphysics talks about. We talk about how the astrology can show us. We work with angels in astrology. Why is that? Because they are part of that, really. You know, when I've started diving in, that's just more of like, hey, this energy is coming in to help you with this or that. And then they're there to support us and keep us going with that. And they're all about us taking a proactive place in our lives. So angels are amazing. They don't do it all for you, but they definitely support you when you feel like you're just getting kicked when you're down and you're just trying to find that momentum to get back up and go. And then they're all about helping us and reminding us that we have this spark within us that is part of the all, the whole. And to feel that connection, that's where the magic happens as far as manifesting what you want in your life. And that is what we call that space in between, so to speak, just that mind, you know, getting out of that programming that was, because we need to set up some new things moving forward. So let's go into this. So it does feel like a little bit different coming in. So we might find that you're, you know, procrastinating right now. You might feel a little stuck at the beginning. You might find that, why does it feel so idle right now? That's that energy. So look at it. Find out, okay, it's slowed down a bit and we have a full moon coming up. Perfect. What can I put in it? What can I put out there as an intention of what I want to let go of? And what can I, what is just no longer helping anymore? What needs to be cleared out so I can make room for new? Okay, that's what you're doing with that. Second half, like I said, that brings in this energy of feeling that connection with your heart. And just really tapping into the intuition and the wisdom that you have. That's how you'll connect and hear that. That's how you'll know your body's, you might feel more sensitive to the world around you at the end of the month because you're feeling that connection with the one. Okay, so you're a part of the whole thing, but when you feel more connected with it, anything's possible. You realize you're not just here and things are happening to you, you can really be a participant and shift things around. That's very empowering when you realize that connection you have. So you might have, for some of us, you might feel things in your relationship coming up, and that's to find ways to strengthen your partnerships, find ones that bring the best out in you, find ways that you can improve and maybe listen more or speak out, you know, things like that. And that may come up. It just depends, you know, and that could be any kind of relationship, not just personal. Any type, you know, how are you interacting in your business transactions, you know, different things like that, just any kind of connection or relating to something. You might find that there's different areas that might need some improvement. You might find different areas where you'll have some aha moments like, you know, this works so much better this way. I'm going to give this a go. Jupiter is helping us expand beyond what we thought we were capable of. So it's a great opportunity with that, you know, going on for next year to just explore some things and see some options that might work out better for you now where you are in life now. Our journey continually changes. And if we try to keep it the same as it was 10, 15, 20 years ago, it's going to feel like, why doesn't this work anymore? Why does it feel like this? Because it probably needs an update. It's not that complicated. However, it can feel complicated. And so I get that. So if we don't like change, you might feel that resistance. That's the part you might want to lean into. Like, all right, let me try a little change. It'll get you there. It will get you there. So anything is possible. Know that. Sometimes we have to just go with the flow. Now, and we get to that second half when it starts to feel more passive and we're feeling that inner turning inward and we're feeling that connection, you might find that, you know, sometimes you just got to go with the flow. Sometimes you just got to go with it. Sometimes we might be finding that we just need to let go and maybe there's something going on in our lives. We just have to accept and find the best way to work with it. That happens too. It's life on earth. I know. Tell me about it. So things like that can happen. Now, this energy is not saying, oh no, that's going to happen to you. Guys, you know, sometimes we have fear conjure up. Oh no, what? That's fear of the future. We don't want to go there. Whenever you feel that, remember, go to the blank space in between. Get out of the mind. The mind's the one causing that. You know, like it just likes to freak us out. I know. And so we don't need to do that. Like, oh, come on already, right? So when we have things like that, like I just need to go with the flow. Maybe I just need to kind of just adjust to how much things are changing and shifting and find how to make the most of it. How can I contribute? How can I make it work for me? How can I make it work in the best way it would for my family? Things like that. That's where you'll feel that maybe at the second half, because it's opening your eyes to the energy moving forward and how you can be a part of that without it feeling so out of whack, because there's just a lot changing. At the end, we'll have three planets in retrograde as well. So this is going to be setting it up, and I'll go into that a little bit. And we also, right behind those three planets, Venus will follow after a few weeks, and we'll go into that later. Retrograde energy is just a slowdown and reflection of what that energy represents, so to speak. So Mercury retrogrades are about communications, miscommunications, how can we improve on that, things like that. And so that's a good example, because sometimes, boy, that one is always challenging as it comes around more often. Some of them do, some of them don't. So let's look at a couple of key dates here in June and what that energy is coming in. So today, June 1st, Mercury is leaving its shadow phase. What is that? That's the planet of communication, right? It's going back on track, coming out of a retrograde journey from May 21st. So it's starting to move back. So it's the messenger of the gods, Mercury. That's what that one is represented by in astrology. So we want to pay attention to, you know, is there any messages or insights that have come my way? You know, what have I had come in from that? What's going on with that? You might, you know, if you experienced some challenges with technology or delays or miscommunications or, you know, anything like that in the last few weeks, things should be starting to smooth out to move forward on that, because we're going out of, Mercury's going back direct is what it's called. I've asked Archangel Gabriel about that one in particular, and they said he said that the past few months to me, that's what he was telling me. He said the past few months for many, he said the past few months, this is how he said it. Help me remember how you said it. The past few months for many of you have felt challenging, some surprises and some mishaps, and it felt pretty intense, and it felt this way or felt that way. And he said, just know that if you are productive, and if you haven't been yet, be productive, find solutions, resolutions. It's going to be where everybody understands each other a little bit better. It's coming. And he says, please don't dismay or don't fret about it. He goes, these things needed to come to the surface, whatever it may have been, for you to work it out. And things will be better moving forward. We're always trying to improve on communications. In a world that moves so fast and is demanding of you in so many different directions, communication, I think, can be challenging a lot for all of us, including me. You just have to make sure, did I actually hear that? Am I listening? Am I remembering? You know, am I communicating clearly? And it's always good to check that and not assume that everybody is approaching a perspective that you have. We have to look at life from many different facets. And Gabriel is reminding me continually of that for myself, and I'm sharing and passing that on. So, on June 3rd, that's the full moon, Sagittarius full moon. This is a lighter one than the ones we've had in the, you know, last few months. This one will feel a little bit lighter, but, and it does hold that playful, like, time to take a break and have some fun. Okay, that's coming up in a couple of days. You might already be feeling that. It reminds you to have that lightness, that joy, that adventure. Just remember that part of life is a very important part. You're healthier when you have that part of your life too. You know, it's all part of it. Raises your frequency. So how can you bring some of this into your life? How can you bring some joy, some, you know, fun, adventure? You know, how can you have that lightness in your life? What could you do? So it also brings Saturn, you know, is the planet of karma. So that's active under this moon. But even though that's that planet that can have the stern teaching, it helps us with the challenging lessons because it's a lighter moon. It's helping us to just lighten off and let go of some of that karmic debt, if you want to look at it that way. It's helping to sweeten life, so to speak. It's helping to let it go and just see the beautiful side of life that we always seem too busy to notice. It's really about that. the angels want to help remind us of that. So ask them. If you feel like you're getting caught in the other direction, you know, sometimes it's like, can I stop and just smell the roses and enjoy something? You know, very important. They're really pushing that one, and they repeatedly push it. So it's got to be important for all of us. So that's why I'm saying it that way. June 5th, that's when Venus, it could be the 6th for some of you, depending on where you are. That's when Venus will enter Leo. Okay, what's that all about? That's pretty much one of the more important astrology events that's coming up. It's about paying attention to what happens around that day. What's happening around June 5, 6 with finance or matters of the heart, or because that's what Venus is about. Venus is about finance, heart, you know, relationships, things like that. So when it comes into that area, it's pretty strong. So just pay attention to what's going on in your life around that time. It might hold a clue here for themes that you're working on. Nothing major, nothing crazy here, but it might give you a clue as what you're going to be working on in the next few months. So it's good to stop and pay more attention, okay? Just notice that a little bit more. Venus traveling through Leo will go retrograde on July 23rd. Venus, so that's in a few weeks after these other ones. Venus also retrogrades about every year and a half, 18 months, so to speak. So it's a rare energy to work with right now. And it's good to work with it. It's, you know, Venus represents a lot of some of the most important things to us in our life. So it's great to work with that energy and take the time to notice what it's trying to bring up to you. It opens our heart. It helps us connect to our inner wisdom. It's about what we love and, you know, those things that are so important and valuable like that. It's a very unique time to work on mending hearts, you know, opening up so you're not blocking the flow of love coming and going from you, things like that. During a Venus retrograde, you might find you're exploring things around your relationships with money. You're going to be reviewing it, so to speak. That's coming up later. But it also gets you thinking about your passions, your purpose. You're also looking to where you can truly like shine and improve and go in a direction you really want to go with your passion, with your heart's connected to it. Venus helps with that, all of that, you know, and it's not just about a job. It's not just about what you're doing. That's not even your identity. Okay. My identity is not I'm here doing this show for you or what I do for a living or that's just what I'm doing right now. But that's not the identity of who you truly are. That could change and evolve all the time. So look at it that way. It's like some people, they really get locked in like my identity is this is what I do for my job or this is who I am and what I do. Well, that's what you're doing right now on your journey, but that might change. When you back off that being your only identity, it really frees you up to explore more things that you might actually like better. I know, I've done all kinds of stuff, so I keep doing that too. But anyway, just think about it that way. Venus is going to be in Leo until October. So we've got a few months of that. And it's one of those powerful themes that can help us out a lot in those areas. On June 11th, that's when Pluto retrograde returns to Capricorn. All right, what is that? You know, Pluto stationed retrograde on May 1st. All right, so it's the sign of Aquarius, in the sign of Aquarius. I'm sorry. So now it goes back, and it does that a lot. When they move, they'll go forward. Sometimes they'll go back and visit the one they just left a little bit and go back. So on June 11th, it's going to go back into Capricorn for a little bit, but it will stay there for the remainder of 2023. That one's a slow one. That one moves not very often. So it changes signs every 2 decades, okay? Every 20 years, that's when it changes. So making a transition between Aquarius and Capricorn makes it rare. You know, it's kind of special. So when it first moved into Aquarius, that was in March of this year. And now it's just starting to, you know, kind of move into this cycle, and then it gets a little breather. So when it goes back into Capricorn, the tone shifts. Okay, it goes back into that Capricorn vibe. That might be revisiting transformations of the past, things that you shifted and changed then. It first entered, it's like, for example, and this can make more sense now if you hear it this way. It went into Capricorn in 2008. It's been back, it's been in Capricorn all that time, and it had just changed to Aquarius in March of this year. Now it's going to visit it again for the rest of the year before it stays and goes back. That's how it works. So it's kind of giving you that review a little bit. And so when you look at it that way, now you're going to go between, and if you look at revisiting that timeline that you had between October 22 and March of 2022 and March of 2023, so October to March, revisiting that area, what upheavals, changes, considerations were part of the focus for you? Could give you a clue on what's going on with that. It might have you revisit that. You might find how much you've improved in that area, and you might see, oh, I was here and now I'm here. Oh, it's so much better. Things like that. Remember, if you start to feel stressed or you feel like frustrated in any way, go to the blank space. Okay, get out of the head. Don't let the head do that to you. I'm just reminding you that. Oh, mine will do it too. It's just how we are. We'll just redundantly remember over and over. What you want to look for is your improvements and look to see where you could dive deeper. Is there something to a greater truth for you? Is there a little bit more peeling back I need to do? Is there some healing work, some clearing traumas? And sometimes we may never figure some of them out, and we just have to go, you know what? There's no more energy here for that. I'm going to the blank space. I'm going to the in-between zero point to move forward without fear. So that I'm reminding you of too. Now, Michael said, whenever you feel like you're getting stressed about any of this, call on him. Don't hold on to that fear. Don't give that more than a second thought. Just try your best not to waste too much of your mental energy on that, because it just keeps making it more and more. And we don't want to focus there. You want to focus and get it back to where you want to go. And he wants to help remind us of that and support us in that. He's been really reminding me, and these are things I say a lot, I know, on the show, and I know them, you know them, you've heard them a million times, but he keeps bringing it up a lot. So, okay, you're bringing it up a lot, so I'm going to bring it up to them a lot because he wants me to. That's what I've asked. I've asked for angel insights on all of this, and so that's what we're doing. June 11, 12, let's move on to that. That's when Venus in Leo will square off with Jupiter in Taurus. Okay, what the heck is that, right? This is a good energy. I'm looking forward to this one. This is a beautiful energy. You want to work with this one. This blends creativity with action in the most perfect way. I love this one. So I like it a lot. Sometimes we can be so passive and we're not taking action on creative projects or ideas or visions we might have. This energy combination gives us a boost and reminds us, go forward, do it, put it out there. Don't just go for it. This is a great day to tackle the things that you've been a little hesitant with, or you've been feeling a little bit of a challenge with. You don't want to be it's a thing with artists, you know, or, you know, when I'm painting, you know, you don't want to be afraid to put a mark on the paper. You know, it's not about being perfect. You have to just put your expression and your soul onto that canvas, onto that paper, into that sculpting, into that clay, whatever it is you do, whatever it is you do. And that's just coming from an example from that area, because I relate to it that way a lot. June 17 is a new moon in Gemini. And this has got the friendly tone. It'll feel good too. It inspires you you know, to connect with others, you know, to have that connection, to have, you know, okay, yeah, I want to hang out with my best buds, you know, things like that. It might feel like that. It's also got romantic energy with that new moon. So if you're feeling optimistic about matters of the heart, there you go. That's going to be a little bit of a break. If you're going through where and a relationship has ended, breaking up, things like that, this one will help you with new beginnings. So instead of harboring and, you know, trying to hang on or reminisce but so much about the old, this is an opportunity to put your energy into something brand new. Not go out and find one brand new like that, but just new beginning for you. And then let those pieces fall into place naturally the way they want to. You can use this energy to focus on self-love too. Remember, that's very important for us to do all the time anyway. And set intentions for the next relationship that you find yourself in. Whether it's just a friendship, platonic, romantic, business, just set yourself up to draw in something better, something that'll work for you in the future. There's also an energy about honoring your skills and talents, no matter what they might be. No matter what they are, respecting that you have skills that you came here with, and to honor that and respect it. Don't forget about others and their gifts too. If we want to feel that respect with our own, we have to remember and make sure that we're respecting others too. Because everybody's so unique in how they approach everything. It's not just one way to approach anything, really. We're really finding that out more and more. Sometimes we just need to be supportive of ourselves and the relationship with others and their dreams. Sometimes, you know, it might be, you have somebody else in your life that has a dream they want to do and you're supporting that. And then you might find down the road they're supporting you in yours. That's a beautiful harmony to me. That's a good one. This one calls for greater balance, reminding you to find your independent path, but also you can be part of a relationship and a partnership too. So it's knowing that you're an individual, but also being a good partner in that area as well. So this is going to be a really interesting new moon to really work with. I think it's going to be good for us, especially after all this clearing out and cleaning up and figuring out we've been doing. So I'm looking forward to the energies of June myself, because I see a lot of potential here to work in very dynamic and powerful ways as an individual, but also in the collective of how I can participate. I hope you can see that too. The angels have been adamant about don't forget the fun. Don't forget the self-care. Don't forget, you know, balance. You know, don't forget about what you bring to the table and know that you have the values and the worthiness and the talents and the skills. Yeah, they believe in it. They know what your potential is. We have to believe in it. And if you start finding that you're being the self-critic and it's repeating, remember, go to that blank space. Go to that blank space. And I know I say that a lot, but I'm trying to remember it myself. So we want to remember to go there. June 17th is Saturn goes retrograde in Pisces. That one's interesting. So when it stations at the same time as we got a new moon, that's amplifying that energy. Saturn moves into Pisces. It moved into Pisces, in March of 2023, a few months ago. But now it's going retrograde. So retrograde in Pisces, what is that? This is when you want to dive deeper into Saturn Pisces themes. What's that? This is more about, you know, Saturn's the master teacher, Lord of Karma, you know, so you might find you're reviewing lessons and teachings of the past. Do I really understand them, or am I finding that I'm getting a deeper aha moment with things that I've known for years, but now it's really solidifying and it's kind of broadening its expansion of comprehension to you, things like that. We also might notice things from March coming back up, for further inspection. So anything that was going on in March, you might see something coming up from that. Saturn can bring challenges, but it's also in retrograde. So they come a little closer to the surface, but we want to go inward and work it out. And this is about taking responsibility and stepping up and doing something about it. That's what Saturn reminds us about. So anything's possible when we want to apply and be a part of making something better. There is always a possibility and there's always a solution. Angels continually remind me of that. The universe reminds me of that. Whenever you go to the blank space or the zero point, that's where you take away all the negative energy or all the positive, and you're right in that center in the space where everything begins. That's where you can make things move forward and happen. Because it doesn't, for example, when we're worrying about what happened in the past, we're not at zero. We're not in the present. When we're worried about what's going to happen in the future, we're not in the present. We're not at zero. That's where you want to be, right here. You don't want to be focusing on past or present. You want to be right here because that's where everything happens. That's where you take action. That's where you can, if you don't like the way something in your life is going, you can change direction, things like that. So whatever's coming up, this is about working with it and knowing you can do something and improve it. You can. So June 18, that's a Neptune. Sun square with Neptune is what it's called. That is the planet of, Neptune's an interesting one. Neptune's a planet of illusions, dreams, unconditional love, creativity, spirituality, things like that. So it's considered the higher octave of Venus, so to speak. A little bit, you know, taking it to another level of some of what Venus is about. But when you go into the Neptune energy, you can go into it a little bit easier. You can feel a little more creative. You can feel more connected with your heart. You can feel that your intuition is kicking in more. It's easier to connect with other dimensions and higher realms. Sometimes that intuition and you get visions or sometimes prophecy that can happen. It also can be illusion, though. And the illusion is when you've got the mental fog or you're getting a sense of confusion. So there's two sides to that. So you want to make sure you're grounded and you're present with things like that. You want to trust your instincts. You want to trust what your heart's telling you is right for you. And here's another great example to know where you are, whether you're in the mind that's kind of messing with you or if you're in the blank space. So say you've got something on your mind and it's bothering you and troubling you and stressing you out. Make an intention to go to the center. Don't go to your zero center and see if it's still bothering you and ask again and ask angels again. And you will find that a lot of times the answer is different. If it's the same or yeah, but you won't feel the fear or the stress or the anxiety about it. You'll actually get a clearer connection. So you can do something about it and hear what you can do about it and how you can approach it. Yeah. So whenever I got it going on like that for me or it feels foggy, it's like, got to get back to my center and then ask. Then let it come through. You don't have to force it. It just comes through easier because you're clearing out all the stuff getting in the way. It's like radio signals disrupting other signals you're trying to hear. It's very strange like that. Neptune, if you're not sure about a decision, you know, or you feel it's a little dreamy or, you know, the rose colored glass thing, just connect in. It's an energy for creating and self-expression, but, you know, keep your wits about you and keep yourself grounded and go to that center. It's nothing to feel like, oh no, I'm not going to believe anything. It's not like that at all. You just want to be clear on what you're tapping into, you know, because Neptune has that floaty energy because it feels so good to be connected in those higher ethers, so to speak. And then we don't want to be misled anywhere. So that's what I'm saying. June 19 or 20, that's when Venus will enter a shadow phase. Is what it's called. And that upcoming retrograde of Venus, that's one of the biggest ones of the year, like I said. Venus will slip into shadow phase. That means it begins unwinding from the retrograde journey. Ancient astrologers, they believed that when a planet went retrograde, it was entering the underworld, is what they would call it. You were moving deeper into your subconscious and hidden realms. So that's why it feels like we're going inward a lot with that retrograde type feeling. So you might not be able to make sense of what's coming yet. You don't need to worry about that. You really don't. You don't need to worry about what's coming next. You don't need to be focused on it. You just need to be right where you are with your heart. You know, you might feel a little bit more going on with, you know, Venus themes, love, money, beauty, relationships, what's coming up in the next few months, you know, things like that. It's a good cycle of Venus to be in. So, excuse me, I have a bit of a tickle. I'm about to cough. Okay, I know. Ooh, pardon me. All right, June 21st, that is when we have a solstice. That's when the sun is going to enter the sign of Cancer. So that would be the beginning of Cancer season, and that energy goes higher harmony, thinning the veil, allowing more spiritual connection. Again, intentions, vibrations are more powerful. So we're going to see a lot of energy with shift around that time. You're going to move out of bubbly Gemini and into the sensitive Cancer. So that you might find it's easier actually to be more in touch with your heart and connect like that. And that works with the Venus energy. So you'll really feel that connection that way. This is about tuning into the energies and working with nature and celebrating and just feeling that sense of family, loyalty, things like that. That's what those energies are. So overall, there's a lot of good energy will be flowing through in here. We also have a goddess asteroid on June 21st called Ceres. This one that's the asteroid of grain and harvest. If excuse me, I'm sorry, I have a tickle. Anyway, this it's going into Libra. So this asteroid, it's the goddess asteroid of grain and harvest. So these are little things you don't hear about a lot in astrology, and they're kind of fun to explore. So when it goes into Libra, that's more of a creating of influx of nourishing, regenerative energy, support. This is expressed in feminine principles. So going with the flow, allowing, surrendering, you know, going and nurturing, all these kinds of trusting, allowing, all that kind of energy will be there at the same time we move into that. And at the very end of the month on June 30th, this is the last one. There was a lot to tell you about June, really. Neptune retrograde. That one is when Neptune will join both Pluto and Saturn as it enters the retrograde. So that's three planets in retrograde by the time we get to June 30, plus Venus in a few weeks after that. So that will create a slower effect, a slowing down effect that you'll feel in life. It's a good time to do it, though. It's time to take breaks. Find yourself, you know, looking back and reviewing. You might find that planet of creativity, Neptune, illusions and dreams. And in retrograde, it can lift the veil. You can see the truth. Okay, different things will become clear to you. You also have that magician revealing the trick, the illusion. So that's where you don't want to make anything concrete decision. You just want to explore and see what pops up. If it stays with you and it really resonates with you, then it's not going to be an illusion. You know, just explore this and review it and just process it, so to speak. There's no rush here with this. None of this is a rush. This is a lot of shift, but there's a lot of truth to be found. There's a lot of opportunity to connect with your heart, your inner wisdom, your intuition, your soul, your higher self, whatever you want to call it, the universe, to get the clear picture and the answers you're looking for to move forward. So this is an evolvement of your consciousness and awareness, and we're growing. We're all growing together as a collective quite quickly, actually, is a lot of shift and change. But in individual, as an individual, you can look to see what you can do as well and what you want to shift or change. There's a lot of energy here to support big changes. There's a lot of energy here to improve on things that we want to do better, that we don't want to let go of, so to speak, but we want to make them better. We want to find more efficient ways to work with what we have. A lot of energy can go into that. It doesn't mean it has to go. But then there's also a lot of energy here that will nudge you if it's just not working anymore and it needs to get out of the way because it's holding you back. It'll just be uncomfortable to keep it. That's how you'll know. It just won't, it's just uncomfortable to keep it. You won't want to keep it. So that's it. That's what I have for you in June, along with some prompting from the angels that they brought us. And I just want you guys to know that it is a good month to work with. I want to say hello and thank you for joining me on the show in the live chat. Hello to Journey to Becoming Me. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, Michelle. Let's see, Dr. Jen, any guidance from the angels for me today? Feeling like I want to get the heck out of this human meat suit and get into the clouds as soon as possible. Hello to Kelly and hello to Lisa. Okay, her question, you want to get out of the human meat suit? Well, I think you're going to enjoy, actually, after going through everything I went through, I may have answered it, let me know, but the Neptune energy, you're going to love it. The Neptune energy, the energy of Venus, the energy of what we have going on with these different pulling back and going deeper, that easier way to connect that I was talking about. I think you're going to like this energy because it naturally, that might be what you're picking up on, honestly, because what I'm picking up from Michael, Michael's coming in for you. Michael's saying, well, yeah, I get the impression, and he's saying, you know, you feel energies coming in. We have that full moon coming in a couple of days. You feel energies sooner than they're actually here. Like for me, for example, I feel a full moon or a shift like that about a week out. It usually averages a week. A week before they hit, and some people do, some people don't. I feel like you pick up on it before it's here, and I think that's what you're picking up. You're picking up this opportunity here that, and that's what I'm getting from him. He's like, oh yeah, this is your opportunity to anchor in and have a little time where you can connect at a deeper level, and you love that connection. So you can go into these connections grounded. So if we have a tendency to just leave and float and not be grounded, that's when it can get confusing with Neptune energy. So I'm strongly suggesting just anchor in. I'm also getting something from Gabriel for you as well. Gabriel, thank you, Gabriel. Gabriel is saying there's so many different perspectives to this, and you have a sense of just your soul wants to explore everything all at the same time. This is interesting. All at the same time. You just want to go all over the place. That's that feeling of getting out of the meat suit, as you put it. He's saying you can explore and fly and go that way. Just ask the angels to walk with you in that and to remember to ground, and you will be just fine and you'll enjoy it. This month will be a great time to carve a little time for yourself to be able to do it. I know sometimes when we have our families and we have a lot of people around, that's harder to do, but you will find it. Also, he's reminding me to look into your dreams. Your dreams, you might want, if you don't journal them, you might want to in June. There's going to be some interesting things coming through in dreams for you. And other than that, they're saying enjoy it because this is a month where you'll definitely feel like you're having a breather and stretching your soul legs, so to speak, getting out of the stationary suit and flying and exploring. A lot of astro travel there, it sounds like. But in a way, it's enjoyable. But at the same time, you do want to come back and stay grounded. You know, some people want to stay out there. And I get that. because it could just feel like such a relief to be away from it. But 5D living in that frequency as well is a break from, because it shifts the reality that we're creating for ourselves. So all of that combined together is making sense to me why you would feel that way. Because sometimes I do too. And it's like, oh, I can't wait to go explore that. And then you got to come back. And it's like, oh, okay, I'm back. But you can come back and have that vibration up and it carries you through and you feel refreshed and rejuvenated. It doesn't have to feel like, oh, wait, I'm not paying attention. You know, that's what you want to watch for. Watch for that not grounded or foggy head thing. Let's see, June, Lisa, June is my month. Oh, it's your birth month. Well, happy birthday to you. Angel advice for you. Okay, Lisa, I'm picking up the planet. Oh, it was weird. I was asking angels, but they keep giving me the Pluto planet. You're looking at that one. Something with the energy of that one. And with that coming through, and you're also looking for, you've been in this process is what I'm feeling, that, you know, planet or Pluto is about out with the old, in with the new. It's sometimes phrased death, rebirth. You're not who your identity was. You're who you are now. And you've been in the process of shifting that. So that energy of that planet is kind of coming in strong for you. And with the energy of June, you'll be able to anchor in more easily into where you are today. Because we're not defined by our past. It's not who we are now. And or what we've been through. A lot of people wear their experiences, their challenges as a badge, like that's their identity. That's not your identity. It's reminding me to tell you that. This is all coming from Michael. It's also coming from Archangel Raphael, which is a healing angel, but this is a healing of the heart, a healing of, I got the word shock and trauma, let me put it that way. And it's about redefining that's not your identity. None of those things are your identity. Everything, every day is a brand new slate. You can pull back. It's actually a good thing what I'm hearing here. And I think you will probably resonate with what I'm saying at some level without going into detail. But that, I had to stop for a minute because I was asking for an angel name and they were giving me this, the planet, the Pluto. And I'm like, what? And that's what it is. So I know, but this is kind of cool. The Neptune energy will be really good for you combined with the Venus energy, because that's just getting you into the flow. That's going to feel more natural rhythm for you. There's a sense of you've been learning about self-care a lot. You're balancing that out. You've done very well. They want to give you a kudos pat on the back for that. But it's about your identity. You're identifying. Don't let experiences be the identity. I know. It's reminding me to tell you that. So that's the answer that I was getting for you. I hope that made sense. Okay. What do we got here? Hi, Candace. Hello. Journey to Becoming Me. Okay, this was the reading I did earlier. Thank you, Archangel Gabriel. Certainly resonates. Yes, I've been having a huge increase in crazy dreams. Thank you, Archangel Michael. Thank you, Dr. Jen. Yes, it does feel amazing, floating. I hear you, though, and all of this speaks directly to my soul. Thank you. You are absolutely so welcome. It is so easy to just get out there and go and, you know, I don't want to go back. I know. But Saturn, when we were talking about Saturn earlier, it reminds us, oh, no, we need to take responsibility. I know. Thank you, Saturn. Right? So all of this together is going to help us. We don't even have to overthink it. We just have to go with those instincts and inspirations we get when we're at the zero point. Remember that, the zero point. Lisa, she's saying 100% yes to her reading, the one I just did with Pluto. Absolutely. I am tearing up. That's beautiful. Oh, happy birthday, Lisa. This is going to be good for you. This is a good month. This is a breakthrough month. honestly, it feels like a breakthrough month for a lot of us. I've even had a few in my personal life. So I'm actually looking forward to having the help that's being provided to us by the universe, the angels. There's so much support. But to be, I really liked both those readings. But and we're about to go off the air here. But the identity thing, so many of us, if this resonates to other people listening to the show right now, some of those readings, it's good reminders to not be identified by what you do right now. Just look at how free we can be when we're, that's just what I'm doing right now, okay? That doesn't mean that's who I am and what I do and then you're stuck and that's it. That's like what you resonate with. And have you ever noticed if someone was always like one job and that was their whole thing and they did that for 20, 30 years and then they retired and retirement was a struggle because all they identified was that job. That's what they did every day. Oh my goodness. No wonder it made it hard to stop doing it and retire. Or you lost the job for some other reason or whatever happens. If it's our identity and it's now gone, you don't know where you're scrambling. So when I relate to it that way, it makes so much sense. Like, oh, you don't want that to be your identity. Oh my gosh. Our soul is our true identity. You'll have more of a connection with that part of you in the zero point. Okay, we'll call it that, the middle. Come back to the middle. Not what your mind thinks you should do, not what your mind keeps chastising you about, what your mind keeps repeating at you, old programming stuff. Yeah, I know. So it's doing it to all of us. But we can rewrite that. We can upgrade that. We can update that. And we can really realize, wait a minute. I'm free to fly. None of that's my identity. None of it. And then we have this thing where we want to just explore and go. Well, that's because you're really ready to learn and grow. Your soul wants to go feel life and feel that connection with the universe that you naturally have. You always have this connection. You are a part of it. Please know that. At the same time, we're remembering that, we sometimes forget that we have that connection. And you're just going to this place where it's easier to connect. So we have a lot to look forward to with this energy. If you have to listen to another part again, please, we have archives. You can do that. Absolutely. Other than that, I think we have a lot to look forward to, really. Let me see here. Oh, Lisa, I want to say a big thank you. Thank you so much for supporting the show with your donation, your super chat. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's greatly appreciated. Guys, when you support the show this way, it helps us keep it going. It helps us pay the bills to keep everything running because, we provide the show to you free, but it costs us to do it. So, when you guys do that, it helps a lot and it's always appreciated. We have so many things going on and so many shifts and changes that sometimes we just don't know which end is up, right? But guess what? When you're at that zero point in the middle, you're not worried about all that. It doesn't matter. You don't have to have it all figured out sometimes. Sometimes we're trying to figure something out and trying to heal something, and we just can't get past understanding it. Sometimes you just have to let it go and you don't have to understand it. Have you ever thought of that? Not everything is that way, but some things maybe are. If it's draining you, distracting you, and holding you back from your full potential, it's in the way. It's just in the way. Get it out of the way. And you've got a lot of support here that can help you do that. So with that, guys, I'm going to let you guys go. I have loved being with you today. I love it every week. I was thankful. I was thankful to be here because all of yesterday and today, the internet kept acting like it didn't want to work right. And I was hardwired in, and I'm like, oh, come on. Anyway, it all worked out, and I said, well, I'm going to proceed, and I'm just going to let it go. So when my mind kept trying to fret about it, that's a good example of how I use it. I'm like, nope, go to the middle. And so I did. So guys, thank you so much for being here. And I will see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com